Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Quick, of course, every single Wednesday at this time.
Sponsored by Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app. New users can score up to $1,000 casino bonus in their first 24 hours. You must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's always great to talk to Mike Quick. I mean, what a player, what a broadcaster, what a dude. And every single Wednesday at this time, he joins us. We like when it's after wins. We deal with it when it's after losses. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, team. How are you?
Good, buddy. Mike, we're trying to, as you can tell, make sense of all this. So, Mike, this one hurt a lot. I want to take this a little inside out to start because, you know, we've asked the same questions to a million guests so far this week and stated the same opinions on all these main topics. Let's go a little beneath the surface here. Let's actually start with Jahan Dotson because, you know, if he had played better, then maybe they would have won the game. What do you make of Jahan Dotson? I mean, this was an opportunity game for him, and he did very little out there. Your sense of what he brings to the table, or is it not much?
So I think it's going to take him a little while, but I think he does have skills that the team can utilize. I like his speed, his ability to catch the ball. I don't think he's comfortable enough in this system yet, but yeah, he has to be a much bigger factor. And you know, with AJ not in, it's completely a different team, and we saw that. We know that. Mm-hmm. But it's an opportunity for a guy like Jahan Dotson to show you that he does have something. And I expected more out of him in that game the other night.
Totally. So, Britton Covey, 6 targets, 6 catches, only 20-something yards, though. Are the plays small, or is he playing small? It felt like, man.
Huh? John.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He is small.
Yeah, he is.
Really, really small.
Extremely. It just felt so like we weren't getting anywhere by doing that.
Yeah. So Covey's going to catch the ball. And if you got him in the right space, you know, maybe he's going to be able to make plays. But, you know, when you look at Britt Covey, you can't expect a whole lot out of him as a wide receiver. I like him as a punt returner.
Jeez. Well, it seems like they're expecting a lot.
Well, I mean, AJ's out. I mean, look, they went to him instead of Paris Campbell and, you know, pick whomever else.
Dallas Goedert.
He knows the offense. He knows the system. And in this system, there are several times when the ball was targeted to him that he's the hot receiver. They're blitzing off of his side, or that slot guy who's covering him, he comes on a cyclone or a corner blitz, and he is the guy. He's the hot read, so the ball needs to go to him.
Mm-hmm.
There's situations where he caught the ball where he was targeted, where that's where Jalen needed to go with the football because of all the other things that's going on around him.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to have to rely on Britt Covey as a wide receiver to make a lot of plays.
Yep. So, Mike, one of the guys I was hoping they'd rely on more in the passing game was Dallas Goedert. So let's get into this for a second. So, first off, watching the game Monday, I said to myself, and then I said on the show yesterday, I'm done thinking that Hurts and Goedert as a combo are going to turn the corner. I just don't think they will. There's three things. Tell me what stands out to you the most. Hurts doesn't do good enough to get him the ball. Goedert doesn't do good enough to get open. Or the coordinators from the past and the coordinator this year just doesn't do good enough to get Goedert featured. Which is it, or is it all of the above? Because it's not working.
Yeah. It's 1, 2, and 3. I think they have to do a better job. I just think that Dallas Goedert is such a talented guy. You have to try and get the ball to him. But on the other side of that, Atlanta knows that he's really talented. You take that very first play that ended up going to Calcaterra. They took Goedert away. There were two guys around Dallas Goedert. They weren't going to let him get the ball. So in those scenarios, you got to find other people that you can throw the ball to. But I still believe that Dallas Goedert is one of the best talents at that position in our league.
Mike, does that include does that include route running and the feel for a team in a zone and when to sit it down and make himself open to the quarterback? Because I know he's physical. I know he can truck dudes with the ball. But, I mean, I've seen tight ends, and Zach Ertz is probably the best ever here in Philadelphia at this. Route running and zone recognition.
It's not that complex, zone recognition.
Does Goedert have that feel, Mike?
Without a question. Without a doubt.
I'm glad you say that.
Without a doubt in my mind, Dallas Goedert can do all of that stuff.
Sure can.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you think so. Okay.
So, other side of the ball, Mike, the Eagles defense got rolled. So, 28 carries, 152 yards on the ground against us, 5.4 yards per carry. I thought that Jordan Davis was supposed to solve this. What happened?
Yeah, he didn't play well in my eyes. And, you know, the defensive line in general, they could not get off of blocks. I thought that that offensive line, I think the Atlanta Falcons offensive line is way better than I expected. Their right guard, who the week before had a tough time with Pittsburgh, man, he was putting everybody on the ground. Too many guys were on the ground. Too many guys could not get off blocks. And in this stretch run that they used.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It was this outside zone that ends up cutting back to the inside or to the A-gap. It was just a problem. And they were cutting down guys on the second level. The guys on the front level, the defensive linemen, couldn't get off of blocks. When you're not able to disengage as a defensive lineman, as a defense, you're going to get trucked that way. These guys have to be much better with their hands and getting guys off of them so that they can make plays. And that really, to me, it's like these guys had Velcro on their jerseys and they were locking onto these blocks and the Eagles D could not get off of blocks.
That's incredible. I actually used that terminology in these notes that I took, Mike, Velcro, and I was surprised that my my device capitalized the V in Velcro. When I didn't realize that it was like a proper noun like that. But
so not only that, John, but the way they were getting to guys, linebackers, and getting to their legs. And cutting the linebackers, and
the guys who played so great week one. The contrast to week two was even more profound.
Yeah, so you have to give some credit to Atlanta. They really played well, especially in the trenches.
So how do we get better at that? I mean, it looked like we didn't have any answers whatsoever to getting chopped. Is that something that, like, hey, you just talk to the guys, protect your legs, and week three, that'll be fixed? It feels like I am worried, Mike, that everyone in the NFL can look at that tape and say, holy cow, we'll just run like 90, 98 toss week and we can destroy these guys every week. Like, what's to prevent that from happening?
Just playing better. It's as simple as that. Just the fundamental techniques that are taught. Linebackers know how to use their hands and push a guy who's cutting them to the ground and step over that guy and all of these things that they work on all the time. These are just the basic fundamentals of the game of playing those positions that allow you to disengage and get to the ball.
So, Mike, have you thought about yet that they might have to make a trade? I mean, I'm talking more about the edge rushers. Has your mind gone there?
No, Joe. Come on, man.
Tell you what, if Nolan Smith and Bryce Huff don't step up, they're in deep trouble.
It feels like we got the firepower on that defensive side, Mike, to generate enough pass rush. It's early and all that. Yeah. And these guys haven't really practiced at full speed. But, man, you feel like we got enough to get quarterbacks on their back.
John, it's early for me, and I don't want to go too quickly because I have seen these guys play better than we saw the other night. So it's early for me to jump to that conclusion that we need to look for other people. Mm-hmm. I think these guys have worked really hard all summer, and I just believe that this thing will get turned around. We're at game two. This is only two of 17 rounds.
Look, so, I hope you're right, man.
Mike, hold on.
Mike, here's what I'll say. I'm going to pick a random year. Let's go with, let me throw a dart, go to 1985. I was 7 years old, but even a young hammer knew after 85, second game, the offensive line you were playing with stunk, all right? And you knew it stunk, and Jaws knew it stunk, and that's bore out the whole year. Look, you're right. Sometimes things improve. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes what you got is what you got, and you got a problem. We'll see. Care to comment on the 85 offensive line, Mike? And how you would have had 25 more catches if they could, block anybody?
25 more catches?
as much as I
just
don't
max it up,
wanna,
Mike. Like,
as
seriously.
Much as I don't want to co-sign what you just said, the offensive line at 85 stunk.
Wow. Selling out your teammates.
Mike, I love you, man. Stay well, Mike. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good call with Merrill Dunn in New Orleans. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, there he is, Mike Quick. All right, that's good stuff. Let's get to David right now in Wallingford. Good morning, David.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, David.
Hey, I really enjoyed the new show. I know it's been a little while now, but you guys kind of set the tone for the day. And I think you have a big responsibility in doing so. You know, you can say something that's inflammatory and kind of set the rest of the station off, and you guys are doing a really good job, so
I appreciate you
guys for the tone we have.
Thanks, David.
Hey, absolutely. You're welcome. A pleasure to listen. So I'm happy to follow up, Mike Quick, because I have been really frustrated not seeing Dallas Goedert get more incorporated into the game, and I'm wondering if it's because of all the changes in the coordinators we've had, they're just not paying enough attention to him. I mean, the guy went 6-for-60 in the Super Bowl with some of the biggest catches of that game.
Yeah.
You know, third and long. So, I don't know.
They know how talented he is. They want to get him the ball. I'm positive.
David,
it's just a matter of time.
David, I don't think it's a matter of time. I think it is a Jalen Hurts issue primarily. I have told you for a while, I don't think he processes as well back there as he needs to. Tight end is rarely going to be a first read.
It's something you work on.
No,
and this week,
I'm aware.
Upcoming in the first 15, you put three Dallas Goedert plays where he is the first read. It's not necessarily going to go to him, but it's likely that with the coverage you're expecting, he's going to get a good chance to get the ball. That's how you address it.
No, you can do that. But my broader point, and David, maybe this is what you're saying as well. My broader point is, when he's the second, third, fourth guy in the progression, I don't think Hurts does a good job getting it to him.
No, that's my point. If you watch the film, he'll sit in a soft zone, and Jalen will chuck it downfield, try to go for Devontae or someone else, and I'm looking at the TV going, he's sitting right there.
Or he'll leave the pocket. Jalen leaves the pocket.
Correct. He has left the pocket far too often this season, not just last year, the year before, younger years. he's leaving the pocket still. Even though the protection is better, it's something he needs to improve if this team's going to get where it needs to go.
Hey, David, I don't know if you've called the show before. I honestly can't remember, but you're a good caller. So keep it coming when you get a chance. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.